But you think about in hotels, everybody goes, why do they have this wild carpet? To hide stains.
Exactly.
That's 100% what, and the wear and tear. But on getting your carpet, and I know this, and we talked about this, and you did it for me, is if you're going to spend a little bit of extra money too, get a good pad.
Exactly.
That thicker pad makes a ton of difference. When you walk on it, I just think it's...
Your pad is your foundation. Yeah. So if you want to go and save you... Total, say in a whole household, save you a whole $50 and get the cheap pad, you're going to feel it and you're not going to like it.
See, I didn't
and
know
you're
going
to be on it
money.
For, I mean, if you can make it last for 5 to 10 years, spend the extra $50 or whatnot it is.
And get a good pad.
And get the good pad. Your pad is your foundation.
And don't put carpet in a bathroom.
No.
I don't know why people do. I think that should be against the law. It's just a bad deal.
Get out of the shower sopping
yes,
wet.
Yes, it's just a bad, and then it's going to mull. It's just
it
a bad
just
deal. But you see a lot of people now that are doing the hardwood or the tile through the main part of the house and just carpeting the bedrooms.
Yeah.
It seems to be
that's
the fad.
Yeah, that's your comfort zone too.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get done with a long day and you're tired, you want to relax, kick off your shoes, get your shower, get your pajamas on, you're walking back and forth and, you know, you got some good, nice pad underneath your good plush carpet.
Well, and also this, the not this nice last house we built, but the house before, I thought, you know, I'm going to try, because we had a big dog. I said, I'm going to no carpet. I'm going to just do the regular floors, get a lot of tile and stuff. But we didn't do it in the bedrooms, and I really hated it. Like what you just said, so when you get out of bed, it feels good putting those feet on the carpet.
Exactly.
You know, instead of a cold floor.
Yeah.
You know, and the living room didn't bother me one bit, but I don't know, in the bedroom, I really liked having the carpet in there.
Yeah.
So that was the last
Texas weather. You never know when it's going to turn. One day it's nice. And
what was it last week? We went for Back the Badge, the Claybird shoot.
Yeah.
That wind, my face looked like a tomato. That wind was blowing so hard. And then now it's 80.
Yeah.
With no wind. So, like you said, the weather will change from day to day.
If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute.
I was told, a couple people said they saw scissor tails out now, though. You know the rumor about scissor tails? The mesquite's blooming, and you see a scissor tail, no more freezing.
Nice.
So we'll see. That was my granddad's wise tale. We'll see. So some recommendations for people. What do you recommend if they're thinking about redoing their house or reflooring their house?
We are rocking and rolling with a glue-down plank, vinyl plank.
It's like the one that you showed me in your office.
Yes. It's totally cost-effective. I mean, you're talking... $3 a square foot installed.
Oh, wow.
And this stuff looks like real wood.
It does.
But you can beat it to death. We had it in our shop, for example, in the entryway for the 25 years we've been there, and we've had it for 24 years, and it just got outdated.
Wow.
We had all kinds of spills go on it. All kinds of traffic.
And this is what impregnated too. So, like, if you scratch it, you can't see a big scratch in it?
No. You can't hurt it. And if you can, this is the great thing about it. It's funny, but it's great. You can take a hairdryer and heat that sucker up.
That one panel.
Yep. Peel it back and replace it.
See, I'll tell you what's real, especially a lot of the builders were doing it back when, they'd put vinyl in the utility room. That cheap vinyl.
Yeah.
And guess what happened when people moved their washer and dryer in and out?
Oh, it cut grooves in it.
And ripped it.
Or peeled it back.
And you know, that was one deal you'd just go, we'd say, okay, everything's good. And they walk through the house. And then at closing, they go over there and there's a big old tear in the vinyl because when they move their stuff.
Yep.
So this won't have that issue at all.
No.
So like in a wash, like especially your washer and dryer area.
Yeah.
This would be a great product.
Exactly. And it can get wet. Your laminates and your hardwood, as far as your wet areas, your kitchens, your bathrooms, your laundry rooms, you don't want those in there. These, with this vinyl product, and it comes in a snap together also, that if you have, you know, a bad flooring and you don't want to take the time to perfect that, you can put that snap together in, but it can be a wet surface. You don't want to drown it for 2 weeks.
Right.
But it absolutely can be wet all the time.
And so if people come in, you can show them what to do and give them some suggestions.
Exactly.
And first I'd say, what are you comfortable paying? To see whether they need the vinyl or they need the wood or they need, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people walk in and they say, oh, I love that wood. And say, oh, well, me too. What can you afford? what kind of budget are you working with? And they'll say, well, I like this laminate. Well, where are you putting it? And, you know, give them the details on each type of flooring and what it's going to do and how it's going to perform.
Well, and Fit Chris helped me because I love the hardwood. They look absolutely beautiful. I've always loved hardwood floors and around the houses, but these look beautiful. I wanted to do them in the kitchen and go ahead and just take it through. And Chris, he goes, that's not a good idea around wet surfaces. You know, so we left the tile there, which still looks good, but I thought it would look really, really good. But it, like you said, until something happens and it gets wetter. And in a bathroom, in a kitchen, there's going to be water.
Exactly.
There's, you know, ice makers, this, that, another thing. So, but still turned out. But the wood floor is done right and put down right. I don't think you can beat that look.
Thank you. We pride ourselves on, we think we have the best installers in town. We pay them the most. So to keep them happy, to keep us happy and our customers happy. I mean,
well, I can tell you that right after meeting them, right away, they had a key to my house. That's how much I trusted them. You know, to come back and forth as they needed to.
Yes, sir.
And took care of everything and put things back and just did a great job. How did they get a hold of you?
How do the customers get a hold of me? Actually, we have a U-Haul dealership also with us. We're a dealer there. So through there or I've got a Facebook for Boyce Carpets. And otherwise.
You, and you got a phone number.
Exactly. It's 325-653-6659.
So give Chris a call. He'll help you out. And, hey, I appreciate you taking your time. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. And I appreciate you taking your time to come and do the show with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
We try real hard to give good advice to people that are remodeling or buying or whatever. And that was some great advice.
Yeah, thank you. Hey. I mean, spend a couple dollars and you're in the business. So, you know, it can help out a lot in the long run. Somebody walks in and you see an old, tired, drab floor. And they think a lot of work and extras that they got to do to get in the house or sell it, so we can be in the in-between.
Perfect. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after we're from our sponsors.